Lawrence, Lawrence, last name Bertoli, 122. Larry is here today because, quote, I have cellulitis again. Larry was seen at an urgent care by a doctor a few weeks ago who diagnosed some red leg swelling with cellulitis. When I saw him in follow-up, it appeared to be resolving petechiae. I was questioning whether or not he actually had cellulitis. He works as a house cleaner at one of the hospitals. He works up to 12 to 14 hours a day. He does admit that his legs have been more swollen, his right lower leg more so than his left. He has a history of high blood pressure. He has not had any chest pain, palpitations. He's had no fevers or chills, no malaise, no polyarthralgia, polymyalgia. In regards to the leg swelling, he did get compression stockings after meeting me. And has been using those, but not as regularly as I would have anticipated. Past medical history is reviewed. Hit quick text, insert PE. Right lower leg shows plus 1 to 2 pitting edema. There's venous stasis dermatitis. On the lateral portion of the gastrocnemius, there are petechiae in a confluent area, probably about 10 centimeters by 6 centimeters. There's no warmth. There's no shiny hot skin. It is not tender to touch. Assessment, dotopecolon, right lower extremity edema, dotopecolon vasculitis. Plan. I discussed with the patient that I did not think this was cellulitis. There is no sign of infection. I really think that he has superficial capillaries that have dilated and ruptured due to the leg swelling. At this point, I want to rule out an ultrasound of his right lower extremity, which was done. It was negative. Procedure note, colon. Areas prepped with betadine, 1% lidocaine with epinephrine, approximately 1.5 cc's, is injected in a sterile fashion. Anesthesia is achieved and verified using a size 4 punch biopsy. A suspicious or an area of the rash was dissected out. Specimen was sent to pathology. Hemostasis was achieved with direct pressure. Gauze with a Cobam wrap was placed. Wound care discussed. I will see him back on Friday. At this point, I have him off of work. He is to elevate his legs as much as possible. I do not think this is cellulitis. He was not covered with antibiotics. He needs to avoid salt in his diet. He needs to use the compression stockings, and I will recheck him on Friday. If he has any problems, he is to go to the emergency room, not in urgent care.